We say this is growth and this exploration and this establishment and this maintenance and this decline. Is that the question?
Well, I'm talking about the 0 to 14.
Yeah. Yes, we're saying this is 14 and this is 25.
Right.
And this is 45 and this is 65. Recognizing that these are averages, and as I said last night, sometimes decline starts at 55 and sometimes decline starts at 80 or 85. So the ages do vary, just as not everybody graduates from high school or college at exactly the same age. But the rationale for fixing some kind of age, even recognizing that we're not talking about a precise year, but about a zone, a range of several years. The reason for the basis for fixing an age and for giving the stage a name lies in Charlotte Buehler's analysis of two kinds of data. She and her research assistants interviewed a large number of older people, getting them to look back over their lives and, in a sense, verbally reconstruct their lives. What had they been doing? What had been their concerns? What actions had they been engaging in at different ages? And then they also analyzed biographies. Now, of course, biographies, in a way, are not a good sample of people, are they? Because the people who get written up are exceptional in some way. They may be just exceptional only in being so very ordinary that they're interesting, but so very typical. But typically, a biography is written because there's something special about a person. But they use both kinds of material, and interviews, like histories, a large sample of ordinary people, cross-section, and people whose biographies have been written up, or autobiographies. And what she found was that the concerns of people around 25 were things like getting established in an occupation, settling down in a job that I like and can do well. And these are the kinds of things that are in the career development inventory that you took last night. Now, of course, those are not the only concerns, as I pointed out. There are other concerns. Shall I get married or shall I not? Shall I establish a home or shall I not? These are questions not just for women, of course. Men get married, too. These are issues that people, or they don't get married. These are issues that people think through. At these stages. And there's a certain amount of social pressure on them to face these questions, aren't they? Parents will say, well, when are you going to get married? Or is it time you settled down to something and really earned a living, made a place for yourself? These are the kinds of questions that parents and peers ask of one. So, and then what Buehler also found, of course, was that these concerns and these pressures, these expectations change from age to age or from stage to stage. So there is an empirical basis for the theory. The theory is not something that somebody dreamed up sitting at a desk with a piece of blank paper in front of it or reclining in his armchair in front of a fire. The theory was derived from data. Now, there are other data of the same kind. Two teams of American sociologists, Davidson and Anderson, at Stanford back in the 20s, early 30s, about the same time as Buehler. Miller and Farm here in Ohio back in the 1930s, and late 1930s, early 1940s, I guess, analyzed life histories and came up not exactly with exactly the same thing, but, you know, nearly enough so that it's comparable. What Miller and Farm do actually is they call this the trial stage and this the stable stage. So their language is different and Therefore, they're, since they're dealing with somewhat different constructs, the age divisions are slightly different, but not different enough to matter. It's really the same thing. And developmental psychologists are often afraid of this kind of thing because it gets oversimplified. You know, people say, oh, well, he's 27 or he's 30. He ought to be established now. Well, maybe he ought not to be. We have to recognize, as I said, these are not real clear demarcation points, but just zones in which certain changes typically take place.
Has there been any recent data gathered in a scientific manner to reevaluate this data that was done 40 years ago?
Yeah, it's a good question. Is what happened in the 20s or the 30s or the 40s still valid? In my study, the career pattern study, as I have indicated, my subjects are now only in their late 30s. But we found, for example, that there is a good deal of floundering going on in this period here.